So I find myself in the holy city of Tzfat, and just walked by the Holy Arizal's Beit Knesset, and I wanted to share a story that inspired me to believe in tzaddikim. Here's a story. So the Baba Sali, Rav Yisrael Abuchatzera, when he was about 30 years old in 1921, he had a strong desire to visit Tzfat and to go to the Arizal and to dip in the mikvah of the Arizal and to daven by the kvarim of the sages, Shlomo Alkabitz, the Ramak. He also wanted to speak to the sages of that city. During that sojourn there, the Baba Sali's powers were revealed. Rabbi Moshe Shetrit, who was one of his first attendants and about 12 years old at the time, described the following events that took place. By the way, in 1984, when the Baba Sali passed away, there were still people who had witnessed these events 63 years earlier. So this is a true, although amazing story. One day, after we had been in Jerusalem for a while, the Rav asked me to call a taxi that he could visit the holy city of Tzfat. When we arrived, he was greeted by the leading rabbis of the community and presented with an apartment for his private use. Later that afternoon, after he had rested, he summoned me and told me he was on his way to the mikvah. He asked me to find the person who held the key to their reshul, the Sfaradi one, because he wanted to daven there when he came up from the cemetery. Everyone heard was amazed because this shul in the lower part of the city near the cemetery had been locked up for a period of about 10 to 15 years. Visitors were not allowed in. We were told that this is because many had mysteriously lost their lives there. Baba Sali had heard this, but he was not perturbed in the slightest. He repeated his instruction to me. I left to inquire about the key. Knowing that I was serving the Rav, some people led me to the aged caretaker of the synagogue. When I requested the key, he refused. I protested that the great Baba Sali had sent for me, but he remained steadfast. I will not give the key to anyone, he declared. It would be as if I'm a murderer. I begged and I pleaded. I told him that the Baba Sali was no ordinary person, and that if he was prepared to risk it, he must know what he was doing. I said that he could not possibly return to the Rav without fulfilling the order for me. After a while, he reluctantly consented. But he said that both Baba Sali and the key would have to be bound to a rope so that they could be retrieved afterwards. So sure was he that the outcome would be tragic, as anyone who had forced his way in the past decade had not emerged alive. He accompanied me to the synagogue, and I gave the key to the Rav. The old man sat on a large rock nearby, trembling in fearful anticipation of the coming tragedy. Baba Sali told me to go in with him. I must admit that I hesitated. The Rav smiled. He instructed me to hold on to his robe and assured me that I need not be afraid. We entered through the synagogue's outer gates into the courtyard. The Rav walked confidently along the right side of the courtyard and then went up to the inner door and inserted the key. We crossed the threshold and entered the synagogue. To my amazement, although it was nearly dusk, the inside of the synagogue was bright with sunlight as if it were midday. Baba Sali strode to the front of the shul with me, holding on tightly, and there drew outside the curtain in front of the ark. He unfastened the door and took out a Torah scroll. For several minutes, he read from it, imbued with intense religious fervor. Then, when it was all over, he said, "You know what? We're ready to go. Everything's good. All is clear." And amazingly, it was. From then on, anyone who wanted could go and daven by the Beit Knesset of the Arizal. And to this day, Bezrat Hashem, today, we'll be davening by the Beit Knesset, the Arizal, Sfaradi, in the Zchut of the Holy Tzaddik, the Baba Sali. And Tzfat's the place of miracles. So, you never know what miracles can open up. And bless us with a Shabbos full of miracles, opening up new gates and new vistas at Shabbos.